Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
Salvation is a new beginning. Christ is our salvation every day. Therefore, we have an open door to be new every day. Christ has provided many things to help you to start the new. Communion, the Sabbath, His blood and body, water baptism, foot washings, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Everything Christ did was to set you free. Isaiah 42:9-10.
Behold, the former things have come to pass. Now I declare new things. Before they spring forth, I proclaim them to you. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing His praise from the end of the earth. You who go down to the sea and all that is in it, you islands and those who dwell on them.
Isaiah 43:18, and I think 19, maybe a little bit longer than that.
Do not call to mind the former things, or ponder things of the past. Behold, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the deserts.
Every day, Christ wants to do something brand new.
Yep.
And it's us being able to dump the things that wear away on our spirits and that we carry with us that stop us from opening up to the new thing every day.
Philippians 2, verse 12. So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling and disputing. I wanted to add that because as you read through what you addressed as the new day, you were taking us from that initial experience of salvation, and you were taking us right through what it's talking about there, that each day there's an expansion and a growth and a working out, that the original gift grows and changes and becomes day by day. It's like another scripture, and it's the parable of the 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. Salvation got you into that 10. It's working out your salvation that gets you from the beginning into that place that when the bridegroom comes, you are ready.
What's exciting about this is Christ, the Word, the Scriptures, is our salvation. It's not like an ambiguous thing that you have to try to figure out how to work it out. If you're reaching in to Christ, the Word, He is going to walk you right through it. And there is an initiative, obviously, for us to enter in and focus on His Word and recite it and speak it, but it's still Christ doing it through us and to us, which is exciting because we have a relationship with the Word.
You know, you go into the Lord's Prayer by some, it says, give us this day our daily bread. And I think there should be more of an emphasis on that daily part, because each day He is to bring us the bread. And if we treat it like the manna when the children of Israel were in the wilderness, then we don't want to carry it into the next day. We need a fresh meeting with the Lord today. We need the Father to give us that fresh bread each and every day, because the old revelation has worms in it now,
right,
and it's spoiled and it's gone rotten. It's not necessarily the same today as it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He's fresh each and every day. And if you ride on yesterday's word, you're missing it. You know, that's the problem with these mountaintop type experiences. You get up and you have such a wonderful time, and then the next day, you need to have a fresh meeting with the Lord. You cannot live off of yesterday's manna. You're refreshing yourself each and every day. You seek his presence each and every day. You ask him, you know, you read the word, you listen to a word from someone, and you ask the Lord, show me what you're saying today. Give me today my daily bread.
This is the major pitfall of anybody that's walking with the Lord, is they hang on to old experiences, old relationships. They let the past dictate their future, because the Lord is new every day. We have to be new and reaching into the new.
One of the things about walking out our salvation is the thing that Alan was alluding to, the mountaintop experience. And many times that is a time when God meets you in such a manner that it marks your life. You don't say, I've got it, put it in a jar, put it on the shelf or on the mantle. It's how we go forward. God speaks to your heart. He gives you a revelation, a mountaintop experience. He wants to work with you on your salvation, to see that word written on your heart. And that's why salvation will never be complete till he appears and we are like him.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.